Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it is hard, but when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears. And the Christmas bells that ring there, they're the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of voo. Feed the world.
Man, that's high.
Feed.
Ah, oh, forget it. No, I'm not. I can't sing that part. No. Someone else sing that part. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let them know it's...
You know the rest. Thank you. Call my doctor.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there in the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Stay with you until 6 p.m. Chris's Helpful Christmas Tips. We did some Christmas tips last week. My friend Jim McDermott was in here with me. I am flying solo this week. I'm expecting a couple of calls. If you'd like to call on in, 855-915-WMFO is the request line. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. I'm going to play a little tune for you while we wait for our first call. It is the Prince of Humbug from the P.T. Barnum musical, Barnum, here on Chris's Helpful Tips, here with you until 6 p.m. Call on in, and we will handle your Christmas problems.
Twiddle, twaddle, blob, a bosh, bilge, and dodge, and double dutch, and flim flam, I am the Prince of Humbug. Balderdash, fiddle, faddle, dribble, tosh, twiddle, twaddle, blob, a bosh, bilge, and dodge, and double dutch, and flim flam, I am the King of Hogwash. Tommy Rot, jibber jabber, blabber bluff, hocus pocus, gabble guff, scam and sham, and just a touch of white lie am I. Duke of tripe and idle chat, Earl of Oil, Lord of Flat, Emperor of Rigmarole, that I am, bless my soul, the Prince of Humbug. Poppycock, piffle, waffle, patter, chunk, hokum, hooey, chatterbunk, wile and guile and trumpery, that's me. In a world of sting and shock, this moment we spend down a road of ridge and rock toward Lord knows what end. Through a night as dark as space and cold as the sea, someone's got to make it bright. Shoot a rocket, shine a light, tell you who the someone's gonna be. The Prince of Humbug, tongue in cheek, shilly shally, pull the wool, blarney, bogus, cock and bull, hoax and prank and hanky pank and some skullduggery.
All right. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. It is 5:06 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? I like to do that joke every so often. And when I say every so often, I mean every week. I'm going to put a little Christmas music in the background. This is exciting. It's December 8th, 2023. We'll never have another one like it. Are you out shopping? In traffic? You still working? Are you worrying? Most people worry around the holiday season, myself included. What are you worrying about? 855-915-9636. My father called me with 24 minutes before the show, and he was talking about his teeth. He's worried about his teeth. And then he mentioned he went to Subway, and he got himself a steak and cheese for $5.99, and that one made him feel a little better about his teeth. He may call in. Never know. Dear old dad, 80 years old. Still rocking some teeth in his head. He's worried about having to get a new crown and fixing six fillings he got. I said, geez, when's the last time you went to the dentist? He's like, a year ago. I'm like, six? I'm like, what have you been eating? Sugar? You know what's the worst thing for the teeth? Here's the first tip of the night, everybody. Worst thing for your teeth? Popcorn. You may like popcorn. You may go to the movies and get that old silver bucket of popcorn. The old red and white bucket of popcorn, whatever it is. The Guardians of the Galaxy, $59.95 for a large popcorn. And a 2-liter Coke to go with it. For $79.95, you want to add the 20. The Coke, it's only $20. Everything's $100 now, isn't it? What did I do this week? Let's see. I worked. Yeah. Got a couple of jobs going on right now. I should be down to one by the end of the year. I had three most of the year. Can't really talk about a couple of them. And I don't count this one. This one's supposed to be fun. Been on the job for 15 years here at Tufts. Years ago, I used to host Christmas Eve or Christmas Day for a number of hours. This year, no, no. No, no. Nay, nay, I say. Nay, nay. Got a bunch of tubs up the other night. Saturday night, I started to get my lights up. And when I mean started to, I mean they're in a ball in my window. I'm not really sure where to go with that next. I wanted to get my suction cups, and my suction cups are in one of the 17 tubs I have left over in the cellar. I brought up about 12 of them. The other five are curiously missing. They are somewhere in the underbelly of my cellar. I think there's like a troll that lives in the corner of the cellar. I hear some scratching down there sometimes, and I get a little freaked out and have to go right back upstairs. Turn on all the lights. So anyway, my lights are in a ball in the window, but they're on. They're festive. You ever hear of Christmas balls? Well, I got Christmas light balls in the window right now, and I'm not really sure what to do. I went to three different dollar stores. I'm like, I'm just going to go buy myself some new suction cups. Instead, I brought home $40 more crap every single time I went. This is from the dollar store. That's like 40 bucks. Well, everything's $1.25 at the dollar store now. Here's a helpful tip. Expect to spend $1.25 plus tax. So let's see, six, what's it, 6%, 6.25, and they round it up in Massachusetts now, that would be like 132, like 136 and change, 136, 137 for each item at the dollar store. It ain't a buck. It's false advertising. They got to change it to the $1.37 in item store. Doesn't ring as well, though. Well, this is sweet in the background. What's this? Oh, it's Auld Lang Syne. Good old Auld Lang Syne. Good old Lang Syne. I was going to write you a Christmas song this year. I may get around to doing a Christmas song next week or the week after. I think Derek Gurry is going to be here with his boy on the 22nd. We usually meet up on Thanksgiving or Christmas every year since 2007 or 8. I think we did our first Thanksgiving show 2008 when we did our crossover shows. But enough about him. We talk about him a lot here at WMFO. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Let's get a Hanukkah tune on. I think we should talk Hanukkah. Know any Jews? 855-915-9636. I know a lot of Jews. I was in a Jewish fraternity. My friend here, Joyce the Voice, who hosts Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. She's Jewish, so they're celebrating Hanukkah tonight. I think as soon as it, like, gets dark, like, all the candles come out and all kinds of food and things like that. It's pretty fun. And here I am sitting alone in a studio at WMFO with no calls. 855-915-9636 is the request line. This is kind of melancholy in the background. This could have waited until New Year's, for God's sake. Forget it. Yeah, we can wait for that one for New Year's. I'll tell you what, let's jazz it up a little bit.
We're going to start.
We'll jazz it up with President Trump. Here we go.
Again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Wasn't that exciting? Told you I'd jazz it up for you. Ding, ding, ding. 855-915-9636. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. We said goodbye to Norm MacDonald a while back. He's doing the opener here for our friend Adam Sandler. Here's the Hanukkah song, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m.
Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and here to sing a Hanukkah song is Adam Sandler.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much. When I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school, there were so many Christmas songs, and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And so I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing, and I hope you like it. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli. Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
Hanukkah in Las Vegas. It's a festival of neon lights. Bet a dollar and eat some challah. The strip is kosher tonight. There's a menorah on the Tropicana and a stripper wearing just a yarmulke. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, eight swinging nights. The Baruch HaTadonai blessing is sung by a showgirl choir. When it's time to light the candles each night, Penn and Teller set them on fire. All the Yentas make stops at the Forum shops, and the Tzimis is made with carrot tops. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, try the lamb chops. Olive Bet, Gimel, Dalit, Moses went to the Luxor to shoot craps with Pharaoh. As he rolled the dice, he said real nice, let my people yo. The cantors are playing poker. They use chocolate coins for chips. All the rabbis bet on dreidel roulette, and the casino moil takes tips. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, it's a real gelt trip. Well, the shamash here is the stratosphere, and David Copperfield makes the latkes disappear. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, mazel tov, Sammy's watching from above. I said Hanukkah in Las Vegas, what's not to love?
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Hanukkah
All right. You said it was time travel. We're doing it again. Going back 3 minutes. Now, it's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. I got a tip for you. This week, when you go shopping, go in the afternoon, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I went there Tuesday night to the old mall, the old Burlington Mall. I was down there in that area. I had to pick up my dad from the airport, actually. And nobody was in there. Santa wasn't even in there. I waved to him, and he ran away. I'm like, oh, he's off shift, apparently. Wanted to get maybe a shot with him, you know, maybe a picture. But nope, he was running the other way. I don't know. He's like, that's a pretty big child there. Maybe that's why. But it was quiet, super quiet between 3 and 4. I don't know. Maybe you're all doing Amazon and, you know, these Amazon trucks. Oh, my God. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Nobody knows how to drive them. There's like, I see like a 13-year-old boy get out of one. I'm like, what is he doing? You know, and he's racing to the door. He goes back. The doors are wide open. I saw a video, like some girl got in and stole an Amazon vehicle and then left the door open. She started going down the street, didn't put her seatbelt on, right out the window. I'm like, good. Justice is served, buddy. Justice is served. That's what I like to hear. Sometimes justice isn't served right away, but it will be served. Everybody's guilty. Everybody's done something wrong. But at this time of year, you got to do nice things for people. Here's the only thing I got for a tip for you for the rest of December. Think you can do this? Do good. How's that? Do good. Do good. You don't even have to be good. Just do good. Do good. Make somebody's life a little easier. It's not that hard. 855-915-9636. So, I got to get a new PSA. Going. A Christmas PSA. Something special. Thinking about something special. Maybe I'll have somebody important record one. Let's put on a little Arthur Fiedler in the background, get a little Christmassy here. Alright, so happy Hanukkah, everybody. I was gonna play the Grinch is still Hanukkah, but nah, good enough. There's 7 nights of it, you know, we don't have to go crazy. Happy Hanukkah, everybody, to all my Jewish friends out there, anybody who celebrates Hanukkah as well. Maybe you converted. I don't know. I'm just celebrating life, man. Every day, celebrating life. Next week is going to be 25 extra years of life for me. I was in a very, very bad car accident in December 15th, 1998. I'll talk about that next week. And a lot has happened in 25 years. 25 years that I really shouldn't have had. So be thankful for what you got, because there's people out there in much, much worse shape than you. And sometimes you have some close calls, and sometimes the life changer, the things that can happen in just seconds, and it'll change your life forever. Merry early Christmas, everybody. My name is Chris Earls. Chris's Helpful Tips, 855-915-WMFO, if you want to call in and tell me your problems. Or I just want to chat, or if you even want to play something, I'll play something for you today. Why not? Got 37 minutes. I got some time. Sometimes that's all we got is time. Other times we don't have any time at all. Chris Earls now on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Massachusetts. If you want to call in, the phone number is 855-915-9636. One thing that I kind of like about Christmas is sometimes you'll hear from people you never hear from for a long time. They've just kind of... Well, it's not that they've ghosted you. Everybody gets kind of busy. I notice, like, especially this is for you students out there, Tufts. You know, you got your parents and your grandparents right now, but eventually they'll all go away. And you'll see friends, and you'll be into your careers in your 20s and 30s, and you'll make new friends, and things kind of fade with some friendships. But some of them will come back, and they will surprise you. And then others will just sorely disappoint you, unfortunately. But I don't know if there's a tip there. I guess my tip is to call out to somebody I haven't heard from in a while. That's a nice little thing to do. Somebody will be glad to hear from you this holiday season. Unless, of course, you're an awful person and nobody wants to hear from you. There's nobody that's truly awful, you know? I mean, even, you know, even the worst have some kind of mom that loved them, you know? 855-915-WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. What else happened to me this week? I got all my tubs out. I'm going through. I save all my Christmas cards. So if you send me a Christmas card in the path. Hello, if you send me a Christmas card in the path, chances are it's going on the big wall. Because sometimes I'll take them all out and I'll put them on the big wall. I'll just make an entire wall of Christmas cards. You know, it's like, hey, isn't that Mark's Kids from 1997? Like, yep, sure is. Like, well, they're like adults now, you know, getting married, having kids. I'm like, yeah, but that's them from when they were babies. They're up on the wall. It's Christmas. It's fun kind of seeing the past stuff there. I was looking through some old photos the other day. I got a little verklempt. I don't use that too often, but I use verklempt because I think it's a Jewish word, and it is Hanukkah. Might as well. This is one of my favorite instrumentals in the background, the old Nut Rocker. I used to play this on the Bruins years ago on WSBK. So, it's 5:25 in the evening. I could be out getting some shopping done instead of doing this, but no. I come in here and I like to chat. I don't have a whole lot of tips for you this week. I don't want to say I didn't prepare, because I did. But then a bunch of other things come up. And things kind of float sometimes in your mind as you get older. You're like, I should do that, but I'm going to prioritize and have a ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah. Usually the priorities always go, the biggest one is food. It's like, you know what, I think I'll have a snack. Instead of doing what I was supposed to do, I think I'll get myself a nice coffee. All right. Eggnog. You a fan? I am. I haven't had it yet. It's never really Christmas for me until I have that first eggnog. And we're getting on the cusp of it. I'd say, you know, with Hanukkah starting tonight. And it's kind of nice that Christmas is on a Monday, I believe. Because we're really getting three weekends of shopping or Christmas parties with friends. You know? I'm sure everybody's got a party to go to. Don't overdo it. You know, go to one or two and get your stuff done. Because you know what? If you're like me, you know, I got to unwrap those light bulbs that I got bunched up in my window. You know, I got to do that before December 24th. You know, it's just a nice thing to do. Let me play one of my favorites that I found last year or maybe the year before. I had never seen this before, and I just thought it was so funny. There was this place in Andover, and they have a radio station. They actually broadcast their light show on a little on a FM band, and they have all this animation up and a whole bunch of clips from Christmas classics over the years, like Peanuts, you know, Charlie Brown, and you know, a bunch of stuff over the years. And this was one of the things that they played, and I'm like, that's a pretty cool song. I'm gonna play that on my show. So here you go. This one coming up on Chris's Helpful Tips is Rainin' Tacos on Christmas Eve by Perry Grip here on the show.
It's Rainin' Tacos on Christmas Eve. Tacos, you gotta believe in every stocking, under every tree. It's Rainin' Tacos.
It's Rainin' Tacos for the holidays. Tacos, they're loaded in Santa's sleigh. Get ready to eat, 'cause they're headed your way. It's Rainin' Tacos. Yum, 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 yummy, yum. Ring the Yuletide bells. Yum, 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 yummy, yum. Hear the crunching shells.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos on Christmas Eve. Raining tacos. You gotta believe. Raining tacos. They're loaded with cheese.
Cheese, 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 cheese. Christmas and happy tacos to one and all.
I'll tell you one thing about life. Tacos are just getting bigger and bigger as the years go by. Everybody loves tacos. We can agree on a few things. Santa Claus, pizza, and tacos, right? So those are all loved universally, I think. Unless, of course, you're lactose intolerant. Then there's a problem, I guess. I don't know. I love them all. Santa, tacos, pizza. Had some tacos last night. No, I didn't. I had fajitas. Went to a place in Tewksbury, my old stomping ground. I grew up in Tewksbury, and when I say I grew up, I kind of just got older. I went to high school there, though. And then, you know, I met a couple of my friends, went down there, had a nice meal. And here's one thing I don't like as I get old. It just seems like the wait staff everywhere just can't be bothered with anybody. It's like you get in there, and the first thing they say is, our kitchen closes at 9. I'm like, well, it's about 8:48. You think we can get one in 12 minutes? You think you can do it since you close at 10? You think you can? So that was a big turn off for me. Not that I was looking to be turned on at the taco place, like sexually turned on. You know what I mean? But it just rubs you wrong. You know what I mean? Just rubs you wrong. And I'm using that in the food sense, not in, you know, the sexual way. You never know in 2023. People get freaked out over anything now. But anyway, so this guy comes over and he's like, hey, you guys put in your order or get the hell out of here. That's pretty much what he's saying. So my friends were there a little earlier than me. They got a couple of beers. I got myself, you know, a tequila drink. Got myself a margarita. You know, $16. And of course you try and you're like, eh. Like, and you know, I know how to drink. I mean, I went to UMass. You know, I know how to drink. I've been drinking for a long time. And it was okay. It was like I could have bought a bottle of tequila for $16. Well, maybe not in 2023, but you know what I mean. It was okay. Food wasn't bad. Food's pretty good. Presentation was great, you know. But then it's like we're chatting away, and next thing you know, the hour's gone. You know, we're having a good time. Go out and have yourself a nice meal before the holidays. Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you do. That's a tip for you. Go out with your friends and get yourself a nice meal. That's always fun. And to treat yourself. It's the end of the year. It was nice. I got a little extra cash from my job. That was a nice thing to get. Wasn't expecting it, but got a little bonus before the holidays. That was kind of nice. And then you get there and you get your bonus and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to buy a new car. And then there goes your bonus. But now, you know, I was just like, no, I'm going to have a nice meal. I'm going to buy a couple extra gifts for my friends. That's what I'm doing with my extra money this year. Indulge, but don't overindulge this holiday season. How's that for PSA? I'm going to put on Button Up Your Overcoat. A lot of people don't consider this a Christmas song, but I consider it a winter song, a December song. And since I've really pretty much only put on my coat like the last week or so, I thought this one was pretty good because everybody's pulling out those old winter coats. We used to pull them out from the mothballs years ago. Now people just throw them out and give them to Savers and go buy another one. And then they throw them out again and get another one at Savers the next year for like $10. It's funny how an enchilada plate costs like $79.95, but you can go to Savers and get yourself a nice new winter coat for like $10.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Eat an apple every day, get to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Be careful crossing streets.
Don't eat meat.
Well, all right. Cut out sweets.
You get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free.
Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Sure you
wear your flannel underwear when you climb a tree.
Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Don't sit on hornet's tail.
Oh, that's silly.
Or on nail.
Get pretty sticky, too, you know.
Or third rail.
That, my friend, is suicide.
You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Oh, don't go out with college boys.
What?
When you're on a spree.
Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
All right, it's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you until 6. Nobody's got any problems today. No calls. It's all right. I got Kiki D with me. Kiki D's always good. She's saying, Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John. And I found this chestnut on Casey Kasem's American Top 40 on Sirius XM. Just great song. It's about music. It's about loving music. It's from like 74. And I'm talking over it, but it's a great song. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Yeah, here we go. We got a phone call, everybody. Let's get this person on the line. Here we go. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's Helpful Tips. You are live on the air with Chris. How are you?
Chris, how's it going? Clark W. Griswold here with a dilemma. You said you could help me out with this. Hope you can give me a hand with it.
All right, let's go.
I put a huge down payment on a pool, and I have yet to get my Christmas bonus.
Okay.
What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do?
So you've put down a little bit of money on a pool.
On a pool. It's my family. I'm gonna surprise my family here on Christmas Eve. But I haven't got my bonus check yet.
And this is Clark W. Griswold. I'd say talk to that boss and see what's going on. Maybe threaten him.
Yeah.
Maybe threaten him and say, where's my money? I worked hard this year.
Have my cousin-in-law go over and kidnap him, put him in some dog chains.
Do you have a cousin named Eddie, perhaps? Maybe Eddie could go over there with you.
I sure do. And I got my in-laws coming, too. All my in-laws are coming.
Nice.
I want my my wife's cousin, Catherine. I don't know if you know her or not, but she's going to be cooking a turkey for us on Christmas Eve, and I'm hoping it turns out all right. But there's a good chance it's a little dry.
Yeah. You don't want to have a dry turkey. I hear you there. And now, let me ask you this. I'm having trouble with my lights. Have you been able to put up your lights?
Of course I did. Yeah, I got 250,000 twinkling lights.
Wow.
Crazy.
What does that cost you for an electric bill?
You know, it doesn't matter, Chris. It doesn't matter. Time of the year, it's for the family. It's for the love of the Christmas spirit and the holiday.
That's true. I understand.
And another question I got for you. If I happen to cut down my neighbor's tree and it has a squirrel inside, what do you suggest I do with it?
Oh, I'd say invite it to the home. Invite it for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, the problem is I got a dog. If you hear my dog named Snots, he's got a sinus problem.
He's got a sinus problem, the doggy?
Yeah, I call him Snots because he's got a sinus problem.
Snots?
Yeah.
What could we do for Snots this Christmas? I'd say go out and get himself one of those inhalers. Maybe get him on the Afrin? Get an old bottle of Afrin. Stick it up his snout.
Nasal spray, yeah. And what about if my Uncle Lewis comes over and smokes a cigar too close to the tree that's a little bit dry and goes up in flames? You got any advice for that?
You should have fire extinguishers on hand. That is a big tip. Yeah, we are big at fire extinguishing here at WMFO.
And there's a good chance when I'm hanging the lights, I fall off the ladder and slip on the gutter, and a chunk of ice is going to go sliding through my neighbor's window and, you know, damage their hi-fi stereo system, and they're going to wonder why their carpet's all wet. Should I have something in place for that, too?
Say that again. Was the carpet?
Yeah, the carpet's going to be all wet. You know, my neighbor's Todd Margo.
Mm-hmm.
The carpet might be a little wet. How do I prevent that from happening?
Yeah, you might be able to, let's see. You know, one of those big gold, you get yourself a couple of Honeywell heaters and put them outside, and maybe you can heat up their house from the outside and heat up their carpet that way.
And my biggest problem is going to be when my cousin-in-law Eddie comes over, Eddie with his wife Catherine and Ruby Sue and Rocky. They're going to have an RV, like a tenement on wheels, and there's a good chance that the crapper's going to be full, and I'm going to see my cousin Eddie out there dumping a chemical toilet down the sewer. Any advice, something like that?
Oh, just keep on going by. Let Eddie do his job. Let Eddie do his job. Sometimes that crapper is full. You know, you got to clean that thing out for Christmas, especially, you know.
Yep. Well, I don't know about you. I don't know about the folks, the listeners, but you've done it again. You saved us again for Christmas helping tips.
Thanks, Clark. Thanks for calling on in. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. We're on the next week and the next week after that doing Chris's Helpful Tips. If you'd like to call in again and let me know any advice that you have perhaps with shopping or other ways that you can keep your family happy this holiday season.
Well, first of all, I'm going to bring Cousin Eddie. I'm going to bring him to Walmart and get him some dog food and dog snot. There's a good chance he's going to be able to give his kids a good Christmas. I'm hoping I can help him out with that.
I hope that works out for you.
All right, man. Hey, you have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And if you have a minute, you pray for my Aunt Bethany.
Sounds good. All right. Okay. Have a great day, and thanks for calling on in. That was Clark W. Griswold calling in on Chris's Helpful Tips here in WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yeah, he sounds like a swell guy there. He sounds like he's a family man, and he's got his finger on the pulse for the holidays here. This holiday season, that's the important thing, is you got to stay ahead of the game, everybody. That's a good tip, is to stay ahead of the game. And another tip, you got to throw on some Elvis every now and then. Throw on some Elvis Christmas music. It's always good to have.
Peace on earth will come to all. We just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above. We'll sound it low.
All right, we're going from Elvis to the Little Stinkers.
Mom made beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
I farted on Santa's lap.
I asked him for a baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. Cause when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out.
I put it on Santa's lap. Now Christmas is gonna stick for me.
I snuck out of my bed without a sound. Went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
Chris's Helpful Tips here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks to Clark W. Griswold for calling on in and offering some tips himself. And you got a few more minutes, 855-915-9636. My father said he was going to call in, but I haven't heard from him yet, unless, of course, he's calling my regular phone. Who knows? He's 80 years old. I'm surprised he even knows my name anymore. Sometimes he calls me Russ, who's my brother, and then sometimes he calls me Donna, which is my mother, and I never really understood that. But, yeah, that's dear old dad. We'll see if he calls in. He was having trouble with his teeth, but he went to the Subway, and he had himself a steak and cheese, and he was feeling better about himself. Here's the Grinch who stole Hanukkah.
How the Grinch Stole Hanukkah. How the Grinch Stole Hanukkah. How the Grinch Stole Hanukkah. All the Jews down in Jewville loved Hanukkah a lot. The Grinch, a Gentile, however, did not. He sat on his perch and looked down at the Jews. Hanukkah's coming and I'm not amused. I don't like their customs, their dreidels of clay. I must stop Hanukkah before the first day, or they'll light their menorah, then they'll dance their horror. They'll eat latkes and roast beast, and they'll give out their toys. They'll sing and they'll dance, and the oys, oys, oys. So he waited till nightfall and snuck through their doors, took down decorations from ceiling to floor. He stole all their toys and he loaded his truck. He stole the menorah, the miserable schmuck. Then the Grinch said, "I'll show them how mean I am." He switched the roast beast with a honey-baked ham. With his duties completed, the Grinch turned to go. Then he heard a small voice from the bedroom cry, "No!" The Grinch then met someone who changed this whole story. The Finkelstein boy, the first name of Maury. "Hey, Meshuggah, enough is enough! Hanukkah won't go away 'cause you've stolen our stuff. It's not about presents, not candy and nuts. It's a time for reflection, you big stupid putz." So the Grinch took a seat and listened to Maury. As he told him of Hanukkah, he told the whole story. The Grinch, he was riveted by the tale so great, about one day of oil that had burned for eight. The Grinch said, "I like you, precocious young squirt. I like you so much, I think I'll convert." The Grinch knew exactly just what he should do. He contacted a rabbi and soon was a Jew. And when the Jews down in Jewville sat down for their feast, the Grinch in a yarmulke
carve the roast beast. All right. All right. We had some problems with that. A little stop and start. But you get the idea. It was a nice thing to play. It's Hanukkah. Yeah. All right. Here we are. Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you for another 12 minutes. We probably don't have too much time left for a phone call, so I'm just going to play some Rare Earth in the background. Here we go. Just want to celebrate. I guess that's apropos for December. There's things to celebrate, everybody. We're still here. We're still alive. It's the only December 8th, 2023 that we're going to get. Do as much as you can. You don't have to overdo it. Just be happy we're making it to another day. It's better to be seen than to be viewed, as my friend John Bryant says. Very funny man. He called in last week. And I miss him. Yeah, it's okay to miss people. Yeah. Miss people that are alive, miss people that have gone. It's important to miss people. It means you're human. You know? Don't want to be a robot. No? We're going to have a AI Christmas one of these years. You won't know who's who. You won't know if you're talking to a real boy. You know? Like a Pinocchio Christmas. Yeah. One of my buddies is doing a show tonight. I told him I'd promote it, but I don't really want to. Yeah, I'm not on it. What the hell am I promoting his show for? Especially when there's another ass on the show that owes me an apology. Why would I promote his show? Let's promote my show. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 855-915-9636. You want to call on in? It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Tell me your Christmas problems. Maybe I have some wise advice for you. It's advice you don't want and music you don't like here on Christmas Helpful Tips each and every week from 5 to 6 p.m. Next week, I'm going to talk about my drunk driving accident. This guy hit me. He was drunk. I wasn't drunk. I was coming from work. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all I did. But I got another 25 years out of it because I could have been gone that night. We'll talk about that next week in our special Christmas 3 celebration here at WMFO. Yeah. What do you have to celebrate this year? We made through it. You're celebrating getting out of COVID? Well, it's coming back, everybody. I want to be positive, but it's coming back. I've heard a few more people tell me that they got COVID the last like week or two. Of course, it's not that crazy COVID that we had in the beginning where all the doors were locked and nobody went out for a couple of days at least. But it's bad enough. Nobody wants to get sick. You know what? I used to have a friend, Dennis. He'd be like, he'd take his shirt and he'd put it on. He's like one of the dirtiest friends I had. He was always like in the dirt and the woods. And, you know, he was like a woodsman. He was a man of the woods. And somebody would sneeze from across the room and he'd put up like his sweater and he'd put it over his face like that was going to protect him. We already figured out that didn't. And he's like, I can't afford to get sick. I can't afford to get sick. Yeah. It's like, who can? Who wants to get sick? You know? Nobody wants to get sick. That's just you're just being an ass at this point. Anyway, 855-915-9636. Went to the Encore last week. Lost again. I had a couple of big runs there. I had like about six or seven runs. 100 here, 1,000 there, 2,000 here, $1 there. Not bad. And then, yeah, last week was up a couple of bucks. I got a tip for you here. So I sit down. I have a couple of cocktails. I finally find a cocktail waitress, if they still even call them that. And I'm playing some slots. I was playing the Mad Max Fury Road pretty good. It's the loudest slot machine in the place. You have like Charlize Theron and she's like in this big Mack truck and there's like guys playing metal guitars and stuff. It's very Christmassy. And I hit the jackpot a couple of times, a couple bucks here and there. Not like super jackpot, but like $100 here and there. And I'm like, I got to get a drink. I'm going to get I just have to celebrate. Get myself a rum and Coke. And the lady comes back like every 10 minutes. I want to run a rum Coke. Sure. And I'm like, I don't drink rum Cokes too often. But yeah, I had about four. And then I got up to go take a pee-pee. And I was like, whoa, I'm a little loopy here. I'm a little loopy. So I sat down after taking the pee. I stood while I was taking the pee, and then I sat down after at another slot machine after going pee. And I'm hitting, there's a 1X, a 2X, and a 3X on a different slot machine, 50-cent slot machine. And I'm like, I'm going to do the 3X. And it was a 50-cent. I figured that's $1.50, right? And I was up like $300 at this point. Then all of a sudden, it's $17, like in less than 5 minutes. I was betting $22.50 a hand. Like, come on. $22.50 a spin. And slots are the worst things to play. So here's my tip. Don't go to the casino. Here's my announcement. Don't go to the casino. Now, it's fine. You got to consider it gone. Whatever's in your pocket that you're bringing with you to the casino, consider it gone and you'll have a good time. You know, otherwise, and don't have four rum and Cokes. Have one or two. I ended up going and dunking. I was like freaking out afterwards. I'm like, I'm a little loopy here. Went to the Dunkin's and I had myself a bagel sandwich with the tuppence that I had left and wait around for 3 hours and ended up just going home, you know, 2 a.m. on Friday night. And then it was last week or the week before. But, yeah, so since I moved the show, well, I didn't move the show, but since I'm on Fridays now, I'm like, I'm going to go to Encore every week after the show because I get out a little early. No. Bad idea, everybody. And Chris's helpful tip is go every now and then and only go if you can afford it because otherwise you're going to be sorely disappointed. Happy late birthday to my friend Damon. He went to Encore and he ended up hitting the jackpot. Good for you. Good for you. He never listens to my show, but what the hell am I doing? I'm projecting. I'm throwing out good stuff in the universe, everybody. Had a party to go to tomorrow. Unfortunately, got canceled. However, some of the best plans are made when other plans are canceled. And I got something else good in the works. I'm going to go find myself a little tree lighting and go to a little light show or something like that. I'm going to do something fun. That's going to be my weekend. And I'm going to finally get my Christmas lights up and, you know, just enjoy myself. Anyway, we only got a few minutes left here. I might as well just play you another Christmas tune or two. Or actually, I'll play you another fun one. This one's from Nerf Herder here on WMFO. It's called I've Got a Boner for Christmas. Oy vey.
Mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Stocking and let me put my cock in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut. This time let's do it in the. I've got a boner for Christmas.
You've been listening to Chris's Helpful Tips here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll be back next week, everybody. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave with the Pet Shop Boys. Merry Christmas once again, everybody. Enjoy your week. Keep your chin up.